all that done in the John filling in the story of Jesus, knowing that we are Christians, we are born. The Son to come to Jesus, need to become separate from Jesus, and for us to be all that Christ is in us.
Very proud of this church. You are so very wonderful.
planted like a new hope. We have so much hope that you're coming to do any good.
Guru Prasad Swami.
Sannyasis are going down. All are falling down. Why? Most of the very fun. Some are going to be sahajiya, reading the books of, they have translated Govinda Lila Amrit, Krishna Bhavan Amrit, and all the books which we don't read even then. And they have translated and they will fall because they are not mature. We can pray like this, that why we want to be like that. The servant of Arupa Goswami, like Vilap Goswami. But we should not do that, I am Gopi, I am doing this service. Like this, these are servants. At the time of Asapta, at the time of first Keto Darpan Marjanam Bhav Mahadavad, then second Esloka, and then third Esloka will come. Then fourth day this will come. After this, Siddha Deh will come to fifth day slok. Ay nanda tamaja kintai, patitan maam isame yudhram. Kratyani kapaya kapti. This is the Siddha Sarir. And this will be mature in Nayanam Galadashri Bhavana. Then automatic Krishna frame will come, automatic tears will come, tears will be and at that time you cannot chant Hare Krishna, throat will be choked.
then you can do like that. After this, before you can pray, you have a grief, that grief should be thicker, not falling out. So we should be going in this. We can pray that I want to be Radhika Dasi, Lalita Dasi, Lalita Sutri, so much. Merciful to me. Viraj Govardhan, you should give me a place in your lap. Jamuna Devi, you should be very pleased to us. Like this, we can. Don't be a gopi and do all this. Like Sahajiya Baba. This is the difference between us and Sahajiya. Without having the qualification of gopi, no nainam gala dasudharya, up to the sixth sloka, and they follow, they don't know any tattva, gyan or anything. 2 or 3 ladies, children are there, that I am Lalita Vishakha. This is offense. You will have to translate my English or only English will do.
Simultaneous on the back like right now is doing.
Oh, he is doing? Very good. Very good. Otherwise I will have to give my so much time.
Yes, sir. We discussed yesterday like that.
So you should arrange that those who are knowing only French, they should be with any devotee who that can translate. That is it. Then I will have not to lose my time. But I think that most of the devotees are from England, another part, they know some English.
Not as well as you, Guru.
You know English?
Very little. You know English better than we do.
You know French?
Yes.
French, you know?
I studied in college French, but I forgot it, but it's coming back hearing everybody.
Uh-huh. And you?
A little. I learned at school.
You can sing in French?
I cannot sing in French.
French language is, I have heard that French language is so sweet.
Very
much cultural language. Prabhupada said something about that. Yeah, I heard that. You were saying Costa Rica, that French country is Gandharva.
Yes. They can, in policy, business, they can conquer a country, a good place, Warren Hastings, and Harish, Rahi. Very quickly they come. Everywhere
in British.
By Cook. As Swamiji conquered by Baba and this will be
He used to say love, and this woman is based on love and vishwas, trust. Yes. The trust gone, love gone.
We should be ready. Today I have not chanted. Where is it, that Bangla, Bengali boy? Not here.
No, he saw you from a distance, he fell by senses, and then he went towards the castle. But he should always be. He's a very good singer.
In India, there are so many cultures, but only soldiers and generals used to be looking there. Thousands of soldiers, lakhs of soldiers. Here, any rich person in a castle?
In the old days, it was like aristocracy, kshatriya, kshatriya family, nobility family, gentry.
In India, also like that. Now, no kshatriya?
Well,
they have turned into business.
Yes. They're selling because it's so expensive to manage.
He is a descendant of Kshatriya family.
Yeah.
11 generations.
He was it that you were in king family?
Yes.
Not king.
Or you were like king.
Like Napoleon.
Napoleon was of this country?
Corsica.
Yeah, Corsica.
Where well, Gopinath has been going to collect.
Island. Island. It is part of France. It's an island. Part of France.
He was at that time king of all France?
Emperor, Chakravarti. All Europe.
But he
was defeated at Waterloo.
He became crazy and they exiled him in some island.
The British exiled him. Again, the British did it. He was very short, very small man, very short stature.
But he could not so long.
No,
not like Dungavi did it.
Like him.
Small. Yes. But he could dictate five letters that he was so, his mind was so, he could dictate five letters at the same time to five different secretaries. Not the same. He had a very good brain.
Once he or anyone, letters were restricted. Anyone cannot send letter to their family. But he or any other king, he told that you can write letters to your hands. And he used to read, saw that there is something in any other letters that were not in helping mood, they were in opposition, and they took them and sent them to death.
The messenger.
So they, how cruel they were.
Yeah.
This would be said, not cruel. Not cruel. Very love and affection is to try to love each other. No,
Henry. What's that?
You know somebody, Bengali, or where in Bangalore?
From Gurgobind Maharaj, he used to speak so much. He used to say, you have to learn this Vaishnav Asa, because the translation in English is poor. So he used to tell us, you must learn this.
What is the meaning of sneha?
Love. Affection.
What is the meaning of prem?
Also love. Pure love.
Sneha is superior or love is superior?
There's different division. Prema is a general title and then different subdivision. Is it?
Sneha is more. Prana is more. Rag is more. Anurag more. And Mahabhav. But above this, Adhirudbhav, more. Madan, Modan, Mohan,
more.
And topest is Madan. She is Rag. It is also not in Krishna. Not in Vishakha, Lalita, any. So Ashakti. It seems that Ashakti is greater or Prema is superior. What is superior? Ashakti, so much attachment. But yet, pain is superior. So if anyone not knowing all these things, factors of pain, how they can advance in devotion? Gaur Pramana. You should take your instrument, Prabhu. Madhvi has not come?
She will go to Holland. She will go to Holland.
No. Picking up the remnants of what was spoken by. No. Whatever was not spoken by him, that he would try to speak on. So similarly, try to speak on whatever was not spoken by whatever it was. Saying that if you wanted to give full explanation of this book, you could spend a month on each shloka. Actually, Sanatana Goswami has given so much, both in every verse, but also in his commentary. It's vast.
Is the commentary in the same book?
Yes. So, so much time, but at least I'd like to fill in a few details of what was not spoken by Prabhu.
What language is that in?
It's Bengali and Sanskrit.
No,
it's the Goswami. Feel free to ask questions at any time. So, as Prabhu was mentioning, the first chapter is called Om. So Om refers to this earthly sphere. So the bhakti which is described in this first chapter is what people in this, on this planet Earth, what their conception of bhakti is. And in the next chapter, Divya, that is what the conception of bhakti is in the heavenly planets. So the conception of bhakti that is had by the different personalities that are being approached can be understood by their exchange, the exchange between Narad and whoever the devotee is. Especially when the devotee begins to glorify the next person, he says, no, actually, I'm not the recipient of mercy. But if you really want to know someone has the mercy, you should go to so-and-so. And then he begins to describe what are the characteristics of that person by which it can be understood that that person has the mercy. So when the devotee is describing in this way and saying, oh, this devotee, well, he has this, he has that. When he's describing, then in his description, he's actually revealing his own mentality. He's revealing what he thinks it is to have the Lord's mercy. So in this way, we can understand further what his conception is, and therefore what are the various misconceptions also, or what his level is, and therefore what are the various coverings of jnana and karma that exist on those various levels. So, Gurudev was mentioning that the Brahman who was first approached, that he was Karma Mishra Bhakti. And he quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. So this is Karma Mishra Bhakti, and among Karma Mishra Bhakti it is Sakam Karma with material desires. And this is expressed quite clearly in his own statement, or rather Narada's description here, or Sanatana Goswami's description. That after the Brahman, actually the Brahman, he had done everything himself. He came to the place, he personally cleansed the area, not just engaging others, but he personally did it with his own hands, spreading cow dung, setting up a platform, putting up the canopy, personally engaged in cooking, personally performed the puja, personally engaged in sankirtan, dancing, singing, everything he did himself. So then he personally fed all the different categories of personalities that were there. The Brahmanas, who were learned in the Vedas, and the Vaishnavas, all the members of the different castes, and even all the various living entities. He first pleased them with sweet words, and then fed them. And at the end of all of this, he goes before his Thakurji. Tato vimukkam agatya krishnasya rachitanjalihi tasmim ivarpayamasa sarvam tatpalam sanchayam. He comes before his Thakurji, and with his folded hands, he says, now I offer the result of all of this to you. So in this action is revealed his mentality. That's first of all, he's thinking that I am the doer. Why? Because I am offering everything to you means that he thinks that he has control. He's performed the activity, the results are in his hands, and out of his own graciousness, he's going to offer it to the Lord. So, as Gurudev was explaining, the idea of Sharanagati and different stages leading to Atmanivedanam, that when the devotee is situated in Atmanivedanam, when he offers his very self to the Lord, then there's nothing separate to offer. It's not that, now, my dear Lord, I'll offer you this. No, he doesn't possess anything. And I had a vivid experience of this type of mentality one time. I went to some program in Mathura where Gurudev was invited and all the brahmacharis were invited. And of course, as usual, Premananda Prabhu stayed back to do service and take care of the temple. And at the end of the program, everyone was given a little bag of Mahaprasadam sweets. And so then I was also given some, and I was thinking, oh, I'm gonna, you know, save something for Premananda Prabhu because he couldn't come. So I went back to the temple, and you know, I greeted Premananda Prabhu, and before I got a chance to give him anything, all the brahmacharis were coming in one after another, and without even the slightest hesitation or thought or anything, they were just like handing over their bag. They didn't even keep anything. They just like handed it over one after another. I could understand, they didn't even have any conception that it was theirs. It was like, you know, it belonged to Premananda, he could do whatever he wanted with it. And I was thinking, oh, it belongs to me and I'll give him something. So this is the difference between someone who's karmakanda and someone who's actually given their whole heart. They don't have any conception that anything belongs to them. So everything that they're doing, it is automatically for the pleasure of the Lord. There's no need to offer anything separately. So by this very act, he's indicating what his level is. So then, after this, he packs up his telegram, he gets ready to go. And at this time, Narada Muni, who was watching the whole scene, he immediately jumps up. He was afraid that the Brahmin was going to get away. And he wanted to begin his work of establishing in the world who is the most dear favorite devotee of the Lord. See, he says,
Sri Krishna Paramotkrishta Kripaya Bhajanam Janam Loki Vikyapayan Vyaktam Bhagavad Bhakti Lampataha.
So, actually, this is Matan Goswami he is describing here, telling the story. Actually, the story is being narrated. There are stories within stories here. As Gurudev was mentioning, Uttara approached Parikshit Maharaj and requested, that you please tell me the essence of what you heard from Shukadev Goswami. So, in order to do this, he says, all right, I will tell you another story in order to relay this. Got this mixed up now. It's Janamejaya is speaking this story to, rather, Jaimini is speaking the story to Janamejaya. So this, it's not Parikshit that said I will relay this story to you, but Jaimini is relating what he heard from this conversation between Parikshit and Uttara. So he's relating this to Janamejaya. And just an interesting point about Jaimini, who is famous as the author of the Karma Mimamsa. So one may question, how is Jaimini speaking such high nectar? So, in one commentary, which I'm not really sure where it is just now, but Sanatana Goswami, he refers to Jaimini as a Mahabhagavat. And just as Vedavyas, he actually, all these different divisions of the Shastra were done under the supervision of Vedavyas. And they have specific purpose. So the Karmakanda also has a purpose to ultimately bring those who have that type of faith to a higher level, at least to bring them to the level of having faith in the Shastra. And by doing so, they will follow the scripture and follow the rules and regulations. And by doing that, they may come into sadhusangra, develop faith in sadhusangra. So gradually may be elevated. So, although he is the author of Karmakanda, nonetheless, he's actually Mahabhagavat, as indicated by Sanatana Goswami. So, there are stories within stories in this book. Karmanirvamsa. Puravamimamsa, Uttaramimamsa. Puravamimamsa is dealing with this karma, karma kanda division. So anyway, in this verse, he's stating that Narada Muni, he wanted to broadcast in society to people in general who is the topmost recipient of the Lord's mercy, who is the most beloved of the Lord. So for this reason, he's traveling, beginning from Prayag and going on upwards. So for this reason, he's situated there. And now when he sees the Brahman about to leave, he gets up and he begins to shout very loudly and proclaim the glories of this Brahmana. And interestingly here, they use the word janam. Janam is in the singular. So he is, the question is raised that why is this word used here in the singular? What is the meaning of this? So, in Sanatana Goswami's commentary, he explains janam iti jatau ekatvam kimva Shri Krishna kripa vishesha charma kasta aspada siradhika adiprayena. He says that either janam is used in the sense of ekjatiya, which means a class, when referred to a class of devotees who may be considered as the most beloved. Because in this book, many different persons will be described systematically as being very dear to the Lord. So the term janam is being used in the singular here to indicate that it's referring to a class of personalities who may be considered as being very dear to the Lord. Or, ultimately, he wants to explain that Srimati Radhika is the most beloved. She is the one person who can be considered as the most dear to the Lord. Therefore, he's using the term janam here, he's using the singular. So, Narada Muni praises the Brahman, and then the Brahman, first of all, he flatly refuses what Narada Muni has said. He tells Narada Muni, more or less he's saying that whatever you said is false. So if we study the progression as Narada Muni goes from one person to another, and you'll see that each person, although ultimately they deny what he's saying, but they do it in different ways. Sometimes, like in this case, he just flatly refuses, he just flatly denies what Narada Muni has said, which is shows that he doesn't actually have proper respect for Narada Muni. Because as you go upwards, you will see that it's more subtle the way they begin to respond to Narada Muni. But in this case, he just flatly refuses what he's saying, which is not appropriate because Narada Muni is such an exalted personality. So then, he says three things in this statement here. He says, Aham barakako nusyam datum shaknomi vakyat vaibhavam vartate kim me bhagavat bhajanam kutaha. So three things are mentioned here. Datum shaknomi vakyat. He says, where is my ability to give charity? And he says, vaibhavam vartate kim. Where is my opulence? And bhagavat bhajanam kutam. Where is my bhagavat bhajan? Where is my worship of the Lord? So Narada Muni had praised him for these things. After all, he did come and he did distribute a fantastic amount of prasadam to all different types of persons and even lower living entities, and not just ordinary prasadam, very tasty prasadam. And he was wealthy. It is said that he was the adhikari of the area. Although he was a brahmana, nonetheless, he had some authority in that area. And he came with his family members, with servants, so many things. So he had some opulence. And he put on this elaborate festival, which included the distribution of prasadam, kirtan, puja, so many things, offering different things to the Lord. So he had some fairly elaborate worship. So for all these things, Narada Muni was praising him and saying, oh, you're such a great devotee. Now we should hear very carefully the brahmana's response, because in the brahmana's response, his mentality will be exposed, and we'll understand what is his level. So now, in analyzing these things, we should compare everything, as Gurudev has been training us in Badger and other places, that everything should be judged according to the standard of anyabhilashita shunyam dhyanakarma dhyanavritam anupurina krishna shilanam bhakti uttama. What is uttam bhakti? So the person who has the mercy of the Lord is one who has uttam bhakti. So we can see by the person's statement whether or not they have this conception that he is refusing, that I don't have the mercy. So he's saying, but why don't I have the mercy? Because I'm not able to give so much charity. And I don't have so much opulence. And where is my Bhagavad Bhajan? So what does giving charity and having opulence have to do with uttam bhakti? Absolutely nothing. But this is his conception. He's thinking that I'm only, you know, like now I'm, oh sure, now I've come, I've done this festival, but maybe he's only doing that festival like once or twice a year, who knows. It's not that he's doing it every day like that. So he's not able to give charity like that every day. But he's thinking that if I could do a festival like this every day, if I could give charity like this every day, then maybe I could think that I have the Lord's mercy. And we'll see this more when he begins to describe the king who is doing these kind of things. So his conception of bhakti, his conception of having the Lord's mercy, is the ability to be able to give a lot of charity and to have great opulence. And he also says, Bhagavat Bhajam Kutaha. So, okay, he has some idea that to worship the Lord means to have the Lord's mercy. But what is his conception of Bhagavad Bhajan? His conception of Bhagavad Bhajan is that if I can hold a large festival like this, that is Bhagavad Bhajan. If I can, you know, set up a large pandal, and if I can have a big festival and feed many people and do some big elaborate worship, that this is his conception of Bhagavad Bhajan. So he's able to do it on a small scale, or he's able to do it however many times he can do it during the year. Maybe he just does it once a year. We don't know. It's not said here, but he's not doing it regularly. So this is his conception of bhajan. But bhajan, the word bhajan comes from bhaj, the dhatu, the verbal root. The word bhajan comes from bhaj, which means seva. So, real bhajan means to do seva, to do activity, which is, and what type of seva? This anupulya, Krishna anushilanam, this type of seva. That is bhajan. So, a person who is actually doing bhajan,
they don't require, they may do an elaborate festival for the benefit of others, to engage others who are not spontaneously attracted to the service of the Lord. They may make some arrangement so that those persons have a chance to hear, so that those persons have a chance to participate in the worship of the Lord. But for themselves, they don't need any of these things. And 24 hours a day, in whatever they're doing, of course they're also chanting, meditating, all these things especially, but in whatever they're doing, it is...